Angus, get back, Caxton called, grabbing for her Beretta and jumping out of her chair. The old man was well ahead of her, closing quickly with the half-dead.
Don't you worry, young lady. I can handle this sort.
The half-dead knelt on the asphalt, down on all fours as if it was too weak to stand. Angus grabbed at the creature's arm and yanked it painfully up until it was standing on its feet.
You said you'd call on me at midnight. It ain't time yet.
Caxton moved quickly, her weapon down and pointed at the ground next to her feet. The half-dead wasn't armed and it seemed barely capable of standing. In fact, it was tottering back and forth as if it would fall as soon as Angus let it go. That didn't mean it wasn't dangerous. Half-deads were the victims of vampires, drained of their blood and then raised from the dead. They were nasty little creatures, spiteful and cruel and lacking all the human qualities they'd had in life. The curse that animated them corrupted their flesh as much as it did their souls. A half-dead's body started to rot and fall apart almost instantly, and it was rare that one of them could last more than 10 days before disintegrating completely. This one looked at least a week old and smelled terrible, even in the cold night air.